This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Of you and less of me, Lord, I pray that there might be more of you and less of me. Like a grain of wheat that falls to the earth and dies to live anew. All my plans and earthly desires, I lay them down to follow you.
My breakfast isn't jolly vegetable, but a kind of damn obstacle. It strengthens mental muscles and cleans my mind spectacle. My lunch isn't a ballooned ball of banku, but a deflated balloon. It gives me hope that the deflated one can be filled to be a bun. My supper isn't flaked tuna and sliced onion, but a million of struggle. It toughens muscle to carry on when all kinds begin to entangle. My snack, oh snack, isn't soft drink, but a hard bitter drink of pain. It purges the colon of sensibilities for greater ideas to flow to obtain. My brunch isn't the brunch of the bamboo sweet, but the ugly punch. It stirs me to wake up out of the slumber to create a marked ranch. Why? I'm a champion. Nothing can stop you, so don't stop yourself. Reflections by Ebenezer Coy.
Make prayer sacrificial. Make prayer sacrificial. Pray even when you don't feel like it. It may involve a sacrifice that goes beyond your normal routine, but the results are infinitely rewarding. Let us turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. I read, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord." I read again, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord." Make prayer sacrificial. And as you pray, even when you do not feel like it, definitely you will receive results, even when you do not feel like you will be receiving them. The Lord richly bless you. I am Bell Dollar Bill.
Hello, listener. You are about to listen to a discussion on the topic I. This is the sixth part of the discussion I.
Diseases that affect the eye. So, Gifty.
Okay, we also have cataract, which is cloudiness or opacity of the lens.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this quite interesting how the name came about. You know, when you take water, clean water, and you shake it very hard and put it down for some time, you see that it's not as clear as it was.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
So the Greek, those are masters when it comes to health-related things. They observed this and they went like, this is what happens to the lens. It's not that transparent anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So allow light in it for us to see.
Okay.
So they termed it cataract.
Mm-hmm.
But in their own language, it's cataratus.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so I know that God didn't create us with diseases. So probably Adam couldn't give it a name.
Yeah, I think all diseases were named after Adam.
Okay.
Adam named what he came to meet, what God had created.
Okay.
Then so anything God did not create, I don't think Adam gave that name.
Okay.
That is why we have histories of various names for various ailments.
So maybe probably based on this, how this thing is, Adam, by his wonderful nature and intelligence, gave it that name as cataract. That is
Adam didn't.
He did not.
Adam didn't. Fine. Because God didn't create it.
Adam was not Greek.
No, he wasn't.
Uh-huh.
But
so
this was cataract, which is Greek.
Yes.
So that was that.
Okay, okay. And madam,
glaucoma.
Okay, you were mentioning glaucoma.
Yeah, which is also a damage to the eye. That is the optic, the nerves.
Okay, and when that happens?
There's a fluid build up,
and
it also impairs vision. And it's very serious.
Oh.
Yes.
It causes that.
That's the buildup of the fluids.
What causes the buildup?
We have a lot of aqueous humors in the eye, but it's supposed to be maintained at but when it's built up, like someone, and we sometimes say the person's intraocular pressure is increasing, like the pressure in the eye is supposed to be maintained.
Is it that the person reads too much or watches too much TV?
So many things
create that pressure in the eye.
So many things can come in play. Yes.
Okay.
So when it's excellent.
Madam, let's look at certain practices that also affect our eyes negatively.
All right. Before I talk about that, I would like to talk about the retina detachment. And that one, what causes it? It's, let's say, boys, they are playing. Or there's rout. And then somebody will punch you in the eye. the blow. We talk about the shock absorber. In this case, the
beyond
shock,
the setting.
It cannot absorb it, the shock. And so it will affect the retina. And then it will be removed from its normal position. When it removes, the person cannot see anymore. All right, so those who play with the eye,
They should be careful.
They should be really, really careful. Okay. And then there are some certain practices. You go to the market, and then somebody will be selling his or her own medication. This medicine is good for one medication is good for all the conditions.
Diseases.
All right.
Okay.
And so the person will be saying convincing words. It's good for the eye. You put it on this and that. You buy it. You come home. You put it there. And then there is a tendency. It can
affect your medication can affect the eye.
Yes.
Okay.
And then certain foods that we are supposed to eat, but we don't eat. Especially foods that are rich in vitamin A. Okay? Carrot is an example of food rich in vitamin A.
Gifty, you have anything to add to that?
Okay. And with the eye, if you've not been prescribed with any spectacle or lens, don't just put it on for fashion. It can have an adverse effect on the eye. And with the rubbing of the eye as well, we should be very careful. We've learned that where the tears are produced from are from the eyelids. Yes, that's where the lacrimal gland. So when it's itchy, you have to take your time. You should be gentle on it, not to rub it vigorously. Because what happens is sometimes you are not sad, but after rubbing it, you see tears coming down. So we should be very careful on it. And there are things which are not food, but they are very harmful to our system,
like
alcohol and then smoking.
Do you mean alcohol also affects the eye?
Yes, it does.
When we pour it on the eye, or
no,
when
we drink it.
Those who bring alcohol in.
Yes. For alcohol, all the systems.
System are being affected.
Every system and smoking as well. So please, we should be. And
is it smoking fish in the kitchen?
No.
Cigarette smoking.
So tobacco.
Yes. And the smoke from the fish.
Like so the fishmongers should wear shades to protect their eyes.
And those who use firewood, the smoke coming from the firewood itself. Let's talk about our grandmothers who live in the village. They've been using firewood throughout their lives.
And when they age, they go blind very easily.
So it can affect.
Okay.
And then those who live in dusty areas or those who live in environment which is polluted, air polluted areas, okay?
It can also affect.
It can affect the eye directly.
What about allergies?
Okay, that too.
The pollens.
The pollens.
Okay.
When flowers start to bloom. The powdery part, when they fall on people's eye, they can have eye infection.
Before we continue going to the foods that are helpful for the eyes, we have comments from our listeners. Okay, I'll read through briefly. We have from Emmanuel inside Medina. He says, good evening, madam, and your great panel. Emmanuel says you are a great panel. Please, I want to know if there is any danger when wearing a lens if you have no eye problem. Well, I think that has been answered. Emmanuel Gifty says you shouldn't wear it. It will damage your eye. Okay, another one. That's Asante from Oyibi. Good evening. Please, is it good to watch television in the dark?
Okay.
Yeah, Gifty, you want to answer that?
Okay. Watching television in the dark, it's not very good. Because as we said earlier on that, during that moment, your eye will compensate for it. Okay, so you are giving it extra work to brighten up to see the light, which is not good for your eye. You are giving it an extra duty to perform, and it can really affect
the eye. It's better you turn the light on.
And not only with television, those who sit behind their laptops and their computers to study and to learn, the area around which
should be well lit.
Yes.
Okay.
And nowadays, young children, they'll be using their tablet. The tablet too, that they focus their eye on it because of the extra brightness. It can affect their eye easily.
Okay, okay. So Asante from Oyibi, I hope you've been answered. And Agbeko from Adenta. Please, I would like to know if boxers are at risk of any eye problems since they are always being hit in the eyes and faces when fighting. Agbeko, are you a boxer?
Madam.
Yes, just like as I said.
The retina attachment. Yeah.
Those who fight, the boxers, if you continuously receive punches in the eye, you can suffer from retina detachment. And so it's a risky job.
Okay.
It's one of the occupational hazards for boxers.
Yeah. So Agbeko, if you still want to box, just make sure you dodge the blows to your eyes.
That's why always they have to protect their eyes so that they will not receive a direct blow to the
eye. Then we have from Mary Dodoa. Good evening. Please, is it good to get very close when watching television? Sylvester?
I don't think it's good because the light entering your eye will be too much.
And,
they will end up causing damage.
So, Mary, you've been answered. We have Royal inside Legon. Okay, I think the person is called Royal. God bless you, madam, and your panel for the education this afternoon. Okay. Thank you for asking God to bless us.
Amen.
Okay, from...
You just listened to the sixth part of the discussion, A continuation will be brought to you later.
For any inquiries or contributions, you can contact us on
+233 244 67 35 28
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
Dear listener, welcome to the Moment of Truth.
I'm your humble servant, Odrobri Texan, from Valview University, Level 400. I take this privilege to share with you the word of God, caption, Be a Hot Christian. Be a Hot Christian. Father Divine, we thank you this time. We thank you for this privilege. We commit our listeners into your hands. We commit these words into your hands. We pray that may you let these words have impact on us and let us become the doers of these words. In the mighty name of Jesus, have we prayed with thanksgiving. The key text is taken from the book of Revelation chapter 3, 14 to 16. That end, to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write these things, says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. Verse 16. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. This message applies to all people of God who profess to believe the present truth, in which greater part of us are lukewarm professors. Most Christians of our days pretend to be Christ in the presence of our fellow Christians, in our church places, and where the believers meet. But in our very homes, we are different. In our workplaces, we are different. And must it be so? Must we have that dual character in us? Laodicean does not mean lukewarm, but a people judge. We are living in the time of judgment. And as the Lord looks at his people, he finds the majority are lukewarm, and he desires that they understand their condition. The hot have experienced the new birth and now the necessity of daily living by the Spirit. The cold know they are not in a saving relationship and realize their lost condition. But the lukewarm think they are right with God, not knowing that they are in a lost condition. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17 says, Because thou sayest, I am rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, let's walk in humble spirit as Christians. Let's walk in humble spirit as Christians. That was the Laodiceans' nature. They were thinking they are okay, they are righteous. When they're talking about holy men, holy women is found among them, or that name belongs to them. As long as they are called Laodiceans, they are partakers of the kingdom of God. So do we have the people in our days. Present Christians, we're thinking we are okay. We are righteous. As long as we go to church, that is all. But let us walk in humble spirit as Christians. Let us be merciful about the good service Christians must offer. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2 said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, accepted to God, which is your reasonable service. The verse 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We must live as Christians. We must behave as Christians. We must love one another as Christ did. We must live as Christ taught his disciples, so that our lives will not be different from those of the early Christians. It is by these that we can become partakers of the kingdom of heaven. It is my wish and prayer that as these words continue to ring in our hearts and minds, it will have impact on us. It will strengthen us for the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It will prepare you and I for his coming. It will prepare you and I for his soon coming, that when the days are no more and he's in. Because his words, because we gave in for his words to guide us, because his words led us, we will all not be found wanting before him. This time we thank the Lord Almighty for this words. Father, we thank you this words that has come to us. It is our prayer that you help us to go by them, to live by them, to lead others to know you for your soon coming. In Jesus' name have we prayed. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.